This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, starring Jenny Slate. Our show is made possible by our generous sponsors. Please support us by supporting them. While you listen to this podcast, do you ever wonder if you would survive the alien apocalypse? Let me tell you about Earthbreak Omega Protocol, a monthly subscription box complete with handcrafted clues. It's a standalone story and a game all in one. Omega Protocol places you in the shoes of a survivor, like Lynn, solving a mystery involving an artificial intelligence and, of course, the alien menace. Morgan Ormond, the writer of this podcast, has guided the story of Omega Protocol, expanding the world of Earthbreak. Join the online community or work with friends to unravel the story, or if you're like me, just pore over the clues alone until all hours of the night. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer. That's earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. And now, enjoy the show.
Testing. I'm still here. I am still here. Please work. Okay, it's working. Hello? Yeah. It's been such a long time, but I'm back. The recorder was fried by whatever made the sky glow orange, probably, I think. And you know, I have seen the entire fucking human race die, but nothing was as scary as that noise and that fucking light. The whole sky was orange for days, and the noise, it was tearing the earth apart, like just splitting it apart. And for a second, I thought that those sons of bitches had actually done something to the whole goddamn planet, like they just knocked it off its axis or pushed it into the sun or some other fucking science fiction bullshit. Something like that. Listen, little one. A lot has changed since the last time we talked. It's been 2 months, and I've wanted to talk to you so much. But whatever the light in the sky was, it burned up most of the electrical stuff. I had to say goodbye to Ben's cabin. Even if that's just for now. Because it's a beautiful place, and I pictured raising you out there in the woods and foraging for food and reading to you on the porch. But if I'm going to deliver you on my own, I'm going to need some help, and I'm going to need some supplies. And Ben and Reg did have an eclectic library of books, but unfortunately self-birthing is not one of their many interests. So the plan, if you can call it a plan, is to hit up the Washington County Library in Hagerstown for birthing books, and then we're going to swing over to the Meredith Hospital to pick up whatever stuff the books say that we need to have, and then we're going to go back to the cabin for a natural birth. Scary natural birth in a celebratory bottle of Ben's famous suds. Man, I should have made this trip a long time ago. I need medical supplies other than Band-Aids and fucking antiseptic cream. But instead, of course, I waited until I was super fat and barely able to make it up the stairs without getting winded. So I've been in and out of electronic stores all over the state, but voice recorders are kind of old tech, sort of hard to find. But I finally found this one. As for this old one, it was your grandmother's, and it's the only thing of hers I kept. And it does just takes up space now, but, I don't know. I don't feel like throwing it away just yet. You know, it sounds silly. It was like I lost you there for a bit, and now I finally found you. And there's something so nice about knowing that one day you'll listen to this. Oh. I'm in this little electronics store now. It's called Murray's Electronics. It's a tiny little operation selling secondhand garbage. It's kind of sad, it really. It's actually like, it's like a graveyard for all the outdated crap that nobody wanted anymore. And I'm looking right this second at a bucket of pagers. And I'm sure you don't know what a pager is. Oh, getting up. But just ask me. Ask me one day when you hear this. Okay, so we've got Zunes, got Blackberries, VCRs, and over here they got some really old stuff. Oh my god! I don't even know how to describe it because you're not even gonna know what a record player is. This is like older than that, but hold on, hold on. I'll get you one of these for your birthday one day. If you're good. Wow. What did I want to... Yes, I want to tell you something. I need to tell you something, but I also need to sit down. It's fine. I guess Hagerstown isn't going anywhere. And you know what? Apparently neither am I for just a minute. The place we're going. It's the closest hospital I could think of. That's where Margaret was. For the end. I know. It's not fun. Not a fun place to go. But on the bright side, I know my way around the place, so we're gonna be in and out of there lickety-split, and then we can get home. Swollen ankles are slowing me down. And obviously I can't sleep on my stomach anymore, which is pretty much the only way I could sleep before you hopped on board, so I'm tired, and I'm cranky, and I'm fucking sitting in the cold on the side of the road. Okay. Oh, okay. Something that's pressing against something. Okay. It's definitely not time yet. It can't be. It's way too early. God. What the hell is happening to me? Okay, all right. Come on. Oof. I need to find out what's happening. Okay, first I go to the library, then I go to the hospital, then I go to the cabin. First I go to the library, then the hospital, cabin. Library, hospital, cabin. This is gonna be fine. We still got time. We got a whole month. This is fine. We're fine. Well, I'm ashamed to say it, but it took me about 2 months to get my shit together at the cabin. But the good news is that my arm is mostly healed. Oh, I also kept Ben's shotgun. And I tried to go out and hunt a little bit with it, but there's nothing there. It's like all the animals are spooked. It's super fucking weird. Super quiet. Really eerie. Oh, it's cold. That pregnancy was supposed to be this, like, beautiful thing. And it makes you glow, but I'm just, like, shivering and freezing. Okay. Well, we're right now at the edge of town. I haven't been here since Margaret died. Wow. There's lots of abandoned cars in the middle of the road. Okay. Take a little rest. I'm a lot bigger now. Slow and big. And I'm fucking hungry all the time. And I know I should be rationing out my food, but I don't know. What can I say? I guess I suck at that. Maybe these people have something in their glove box? Cheez-Its or something? No. Glove box is a funny word, though. I think it's, like, actually from the 1920s when they, you know, people wore gloves to drive. Oh, God. You've been really kicking a lot, little one. You are a little putsy. Should have called you that. Putsy. Oh, man. I'm anxious. I'm anxious too, baby. I know. I know. But we're right outside of town now. We're almost done. It's weird being back here like this. Ghost town. All these little memories are coming back here and there. There, I used to steal candy from that gas station. That's the intersection where I fell off my bike and I tore up my knee. I don't think I've been in a public library as an adult. That seems wrong, but that can't be right, right? Be so sad. I used to love books when I was a kid. Man, I'm such a lame adult. Why didn't I read more books when I had the chance? I genuinely liked it. At least I think I did. I went to this library for school projects sometimes, so unless they reorganize the whole thing, I think I know my way around and we should find everything we need to find, and it'd be no problem. And man, God, why do I feel like crying? Okay. Oh, this library. Oh, I definitely owe them at least $10. I don't have my card, but I'm gonna take out some books. Sometimes it just feels good to yell where you're supposed to be quiet. Okay. Oh, the children's section still looks exactly the same. There's this huge cobra puppet on the top of the chapter books. Which I always loved this thing. We were never allowed to touch it or play with it. But it's basically a huge stuffed animal. And you know what? Now's my time. I'm fucking taking this cobra, man. I've wanted it forever. Taking it for me. My little Robin. Oh, shit. The Name of the Wind. I used to love this book. No matter how skilled the main character was, or like how hard he worked, he always managed to fuck everything up by being an arrogant jerk. I'm taking this. Okay. Let's talk about medicine. Medicine. Where is earth science? Not exactly. Nursing? No. I don't know. I have the patience. Where is birth? Where is birth? Where are the books about what my problem is about? Okay. Women's health. That seems like we're getting closer. God, it never ends. Okay, here we go. Jackpot. Yeah, okay. We got a bunch of birth books. Of course, they're all on the bottom shelf, just to make it exceptionally hard. Although, to be fair, I'm sure that the women taking these books out are not fully explosively pregnant. I bet they have their shit together. Okay. Is my baby all right? Okay, that sounds promising. I would love to know that answer. Unassisted home birth? I mean, it's gonna be an unassisted home birth, that's for fucking sure. Okay, let's see. Spiritual midwifery? I mean, I would love to get into it, but it seems like this is like kind of a lifestyle. Oh my god. Reproductive rituals? Fuck. Provide an extended discussion of witchcraft. Blighted fertility. That is dope and scary. Alright. Let's see if something can help us out here. Pregnancy and children. Belly mapping. Okay. You'll want your baby to be head down. When the baby is breech, head up. There can be many complications. In some cases, this is cause for a mandatory C-section. Fuck, wouldn't that just be my fucking luck? We make it all this way to the end of the world only to fucking die because you're facing the wrong way. Oh, okay. Fortunately, there are many exercises we can do to open the pelvic region, relax the tendons, and flip baby. Firstly, find out if your baby is posterior, baby facing the mother's belly, or anterior, baby facing the mother's back. Anterior is the best position for the baby to pass through the birth canal because it creates the smallest head circumference. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, there's so much going on here. In the posterior position, the hardest part of the baby's head presses against the spine, causing major back pain before and during labor. I don't like where this is going. Okay. Let's see. Let's see if you're posterior or not. If you are pressing against my spine, I swear to God, I am going to be so angry with you. Okay, let's see. Lay down. And press your belly lightly and feel for your baby's head. The head will feel hard and round like a mini bowling ball. Is this written by a fucking doctor? Ugh. Great. I'm gonna be pushing out a little bowling ball. That's fucking wonderful. Well, I can't feel anything. Fine, the baby's back. You should feel for a long, hard mass. I think feeling for a long, hard mass is what ended me up here in the first place. Okay. If you feel a softer area instead, your baby is likely in the posterior position. Let's see. Also consider how the baby kicks and moves. A more centralized feeling suggests posterior. Oh, okay. You know what? We're not doing this. This is just freaking me out. It's making me feel scared. I'm already scared. Oh, and I'm fucking alone with a bunch of books and no help. I'm fucking alone. Oh, God, I don't. I'm on my own. I'm on my own. Okay. I'm just gonna read this shit later. Just gonna take it. Put it in my bag. Okay. Oh, God damn it. Yes. What the fuck is that? Ow, 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 ow. Oh, God damn it. What is happening? It's too early. Oh, no, I have 3 weeks. Okay, it's just it's like a shot across the bow. It's just I have a schedule. I have a schedule. I have a schedule. I'm sticking to my fucking schedule. I have 3 weeks. Okay. Okay. Calm down. Calm down. Let's just... Okay. Oh, God damn it. God, what is happening? I don't know if this is normal. Is this a normal pain or a bad pain?
This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. The finale will be released next Tuesday. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, or wherever you're listening right now. Find a link to subscribe to Earthbreak and more information on the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You will also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. If you like what you're hearing, we'd love for you to give us a 5-star rating and review us, and be sure to tell your friends and show them how to subscribe. The story doesn't have to end here. Be sure to visit earthbreak.com to hear more Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival. While you're there, purchase a subscription to Earthbreak Omega Protocol, our new subscription box series. Can you save what little is left of humanity? Play on your own or with friends. Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, was directed by Aaron Katz, produced by April Lamb, written by Morgan Ormond, story by Morgan Ormond, Will Rogers, and Derek Smith, associate produced by Will Rogers, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley, starring Jenny Slate.